It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Hello, friend. It's Fresh Oil time, and I'm Keith Manley. I'm so glad you're here today for the program. We've been walking through this powerful series called Problems and Promises. We started with the problems that we all face last week. Problems like discouragement, pain, worry, and loneliness. And now we're looking at the promises that never fail. We've talked about God's presence, talked about His provision. Yesterday, I spoke about the peace that passes all understanding. And today, we come to something that ties them all together. And that's God's promise of purpose. Did you know, friend, every trial, every tear, every setback, every surprise in your life is woven into a divine design, and nothing is wasted in the hands of God. God turns every trial into a testimony. Romans 8:28 says it best, and we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who are called according to His purpose. That means, friend, that your story is not random. It's redeemed. God has a plan for your life, and He made you for something special in this world. Now, one of the hardest questions we ask in life is the big question of why. Why did this happen? Why now? And more importantly, why me? We want it to make sense. We want to make sense of our pain, our disappointment, and the delays. And sometimes God doesn't give explanations. He gives promises. See, purpose isn't always seen in the moment. It's revealed in the making. When you can't trace His hand, but you still trust His heart. You see, God's will is not an event you find. It's a relationship you follow. And purpose, it's not about position or platform. It's about partnership with God. Few people illustrate this promise better than Joseph in the Old Testament. He was favored by his father, and that made him hated by his brothers. He was sold as a slave, falsely accused, and forgotten in prison. And yet through it all, God was with him. And one day, the same brothers who sold him came kneeling before him in need. And Joseph could have taken revenge, but instead he said this in Genesis 50 in verse 20. He said, "You meant it for evil, but God meant it for good to save many lives." My friend, that's purpose. See, the pit, it was preparation. The prison, it was positioning him. And the palace was purpose fulfilled. What others meant to break you, God is using it to build you. Sometimes when trials come my way, I say, "Satan, you're building a testimony because God has a plan for what I'm going through." There's a saying that I just came to years ago in my life. It's not something I heard. It's something that I came to know and understand because of purpose and destiny. And that is this: nothing in my life, either good or bad, can happen until it first filters through God's sovereign hands. And then if it gets this far, it's come with a great purpose, and God will see me through. Now, Paul wrote most of the New Testament from prison cells. If anybody had a reason to question God's plan, it would have been Paul. And yet in Philippians chapter 1 and verse 12, he wrote this. He said, "What has happened to me has actually served to advance the gospel." You talk about looking at the bright side of things. That's the perspective of purpose. Paul didn't see chains. He saw opportunities to minister. He realized his pain had a platform. He ministered to the guards and those even in Caesar's palace. When you live for purpose, even prisons can become pulpits. The thing that confined you becomes the very thing God uses to define you. In Jeremiah 18, It tells of a potter shaping clay on the wheel. The vessel was marred, so the potter broke it and reshaped it into something new. And God said, "Can I not do that with you as the potter does? Your life is clay in the hands of the master potter. Oh, he knows when to press, he knows when to spin, and he knows when to stop. And sometimes we get dizzy like life's wheel is spinning, but really God is just shaping us for purpose. And what feels like pressure is many times just preparation for what God is getting ready to do. And friend, purpose always requires process. Maybe you're listening today and you've been waiting for years for a healing, for a breakthrough, for clarity. And you're thinking, has God forgotten me? No, he hasn't, friend. Remember, delay doesn't mean denial. God is just doing something that you don't see right now. David was anointed as king, but he spent years hiding in caves before he ever wore the crown. Moses, he spent 40 years on the backside of a desert before he ever stood before Pharaoh. Even Jesus waited 30 years before he began his public ministry at the age of 30. God's timing is, it's never rushed, but it's never late. Purpose, it ripens in the waiting. Every purpose God births comes from a season of pain. Ask any mother and she will tell you that labor always precedes life. In 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 17, Paul said this, "Our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all." Now you might say, "Keith, my problem, my troubles, they're anything but light, and they certainly seem long and not momentary." You may not see it now, but God's using that pain to produce something eternal in you, friend. He's developing character that comfort alone could never create. Your scars are not signs of defeat. They're signatures of God's grace in your life. I remember a young man who lost his job unexpectedly. He was devastated. That job had been his identity. But a few months later, that setback led him to start a small outreach for teens. And within a year, that ministry was changing lives across his city. And he told me, "If I hadn't lost my job, I never would have found my purpose." See, God's detours are never wasted. Sometimes the place you didn't want to be is the very place God shows you who you were born to become. Romans 8:28 didn't say, "All things are good." It says, "In all things, God works for the good." The Greek word here means to weave together. Think of a tapestry. On the back, you see threads, you see knots. It's messy, it's tangled, it's without a pattern. But you flip it over, and there's the masterpiece. What the weaver had in mind the whole time, you begin to see it fall into place. And your life may look messy from your side, but friend, God is weaving from his side. And every thread, every dark one, is just one part of the design. And he's the author, and he never leaves a story unfinished. Now you might be saying, "How can I live with purpose daily, every day?" Well, first of all, stay surrendered. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 are two of the most important verses you could ever memorize. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. And lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. But notice what verse 6 said. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. See, purpose begins where pride ends. God, this is not me. This is you. I surrender this to you. Stay surrendered. And then secondly, stay faithful in the small things. Did you know David killed lions and bears before he ever killed Goliath? Joseph, he served faithfully in prison before he was ever called to serve in the palace. God tests our faithfulness before he entrusts us with fruitfulness. And then stay expectant. This is where faith comes in. Even when you don't understand, keep believing that God is still working. And expect his purpose to show up in unexpected places. Friend, you don't have to see the full picture to take the very next step. Now, right now, take a moment and think back over your life, the moments that made no sense to you, the ones that hurt the most. But now you can see them through the lens of God's purpose, and it was worth it. What if that season of loss was what prepared you for the compassion God wanted to give you so you can minister to others? See, Paul wrote, "We comfort others with the comfort we ourselves have received from what we've been through." That's why bad things happen to good people. So in those things, we can discover our purpose. What if that delay kept you from a disaster? I remember when I was touring on the road, just 18 years old, traveling, doing concerts. I was in the deep south, and some lady wanted to buy an album. And she said, "Would you wait for me to drive home and get the money for this, and I'll be right back." And it took her about 30 minutes. I waited, and she came back. She got her record. And then I got on the road, and when I pulled on the interstate, I remember seeing a horrible wreck. All of a sudden, I had goosebumps, and I realized that could have been me in that car, had God not delayed me that day by having someone drive home to get the money for a record. You see, God wastes nothing, not a tear, not a prayer, not a single season. Say this with me today. Lord, I trust your purpose. Even when I can't see your plan, God, I'm going to trust your purpose. And friend, peace comes when you realize he's not just working on your behalf, he's working in you. I want to pray for you today, friend. Father, thank you for the promise of purpose. Thank you that nothing in our lives is wasted when it's placed in your hands as the master potter. You're forming us into what you want us to become. God, for the listener today who feels lost or forgotten, I pray that you would remind them today that you're still writing their story. Turn every trial into a testimony, God, every pain into purpose, and every scar into a sign of your grace. We trust you, Jesus, even in the process, in Jesus' name. Friend, I so appreciate you joining me today for Fresh Oil. Remember, every problem has a promise. Join me next time as we wrap this up tomorrow, as I'm going to teach tomorrow about God's promise of power, how to live in the strength of the Holy Spirit.
Every day, people smile on the outside, while their hearts are quietly breaking on the inside. They go through the motions of faith, but deep down, they feel empty, anxious, or lost. In Matters of the Heart, author Keith Manley takes you on a journey inside to understand how God designed your spirit, soul, and body to live in harmony. You'll discover what breaks the heart, what drains the soul, and how the healing presence of Jesus can restore what's been shattered. It's time to stop living wounded and start living whole. Because when God heals the heart, everything else begins to change.
Check out my new book, Matters of the Heart. It's available today on Amazon.com in hardcover, paperback, and the Kindle version.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at weneedgod.com. Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional. He makes His mercies new every morning.